Been fed good spiritually and physically. Say one thing, if you haven't been fed physically and you haven't been fed spiritually, you haven't been listening. Brother, I want to thank you for clarifying the turn the other cheek. I know that that's a big controversy for a lot of people. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't know whether they're going to stand there and get beat up or not. So it's very good to have that brought out. We've had a lot of wonderful messages brought up here. I did not know I was going to speak until Sabbath, so I really haven't had a lot of preparation on this. So I didn't even know what I was going to title it until about 6 o'clock this morning. And the title of this is Participate. Yesterday at dinner, there were some men was talking, and they were talking about going fishing. Wanted to know how much it cost and what you had to do. And I said, well, you go down here to the pier, and for a dollar you can walk out on the pier, and you can observe, and you can look. For $5 you can fish. Free pole. Fortunately, one of them said, are the poles furnished? No. You'll bring your own pole. So I got thinking about that. I thought, well, I could just see a group of men, one of them a little larger than I am, in fact, two of them were, going fishing for $5 with no poles. I was probably going to wind up being the bait. So I clarified that rather quickly. You know, you need to furnish your own tackle. We heard about fish the other day falling from the sky, and we heard about frogs falling from the sky. But if we look, what has our Savior told us? What is the whole duty of man? We all know what that is. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments, right? So in order to be able to participate, we need to fear God and keep His commandments. We're also told that in Matthew 22:40, Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? What was His reply? Love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul. The second is like, and love thy brother as thyself. Two commandments. Okay. So we're told, in the beginning, we're told to fear God, keep His commandments. Jesus, Yeshua says, these two commandments here, everything hangs on that. All right? Everybody agree with that? Okay. So in Matthew 4:19 and in Mark 1:17, told to be fishers of men. Went out, he got fishermen. That's what they did for a living. They fish. He said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Can you imagine what a person that fishes for fish thought when he's going to fish for men? Seems kind of strange, doesn't it? How do you fish for men? Anybody got any idea how we go fishing for men? You know, I fished a lot of bass tournaments. And when I very first started fishing, I started fishing with a cane pole, had a string and a hook on it. Then somebody told me I need to put something on the hook. Because the hook myself wasn't catching anything. So I started putting stuff on the hook. And then once in a while something would hit it and I'd come in. So I thought, well, that's pretty neat. But I wanna fish way over there like them other guys are doing. You know, it's hard to do that with a cane pole because time you get it back over here, you throw it over there, it don't get there. Because it's all tied up around your ankle, it's tied up around your head or something, you know, or in a tree behind you. So I went out and I bought a bunch of new equipment. Spent a lot of money on new equipment, so I go fishing, I froze. You know, I never caught any bigger fish with all that money and all that equipment and that big boat and everything, and I did with that little cane pole, a string, and a worm on the end of it. Never caught the same. But I sure spent a lot of money on it that I think my wife would like to spend on something else. But anyhow, I went fishing as my wife stayed home. So I went fish tournaments. Didn't catch a whole lot of fish. I won a little bit of stuff, but not a whole lot. But you know, when you're fishing for men, kind of the same way. I know that when I started trying to place for me, and I was all excited, and I was throwing bricks at him. The only way you're going to catch a fish throwing a brick is if you hit him in the head. Normally you're going to sink before you can catch him anyhow. I never was able to catch one, but I threw a lot of bricks out there trying to place for me. And I found out that didn't work. So I thought, well, I need more education. So I decided I was going to get more education because I'm going to go fishing for men. I'm going to teach them what they need to know. So instead of fishing with a brick, I was fishing with cement block. You ever drop a block on somebody? If you don't kill them, hopefully when they come through, they don't kill you. But you see, I heard a lot of people, not intentionally, fishing with bricks and rocks, trying to get them to see what I thought I saw, to have the same feelings that I had. I didn't know how to present that. So I go back, and I'm getting more fishing material, more and more books that I don't understand, that I can't read because they're so complicated. But I've got the books. I've got them there, and I use them for reference every once in a while. Then I call somebody up to have them explain to me what's in the book. And there's men in here that's a lot smarter than I am. And, you know, so I call people, and I say, okay, what does this mean? You know, and they'll tell me what their opinion is. I call somebody else, and, you know, they got a different opinion. And I found out it was the same way when I was fishing. One guy likes to use green lures. Another guy likes to use red. Another guy likes to use silver. All different kinds of stuff out there. But you know, I've met a man that taught me probably more about fishing than anybody that used two colors, white and black. Thought he carried. He had trophies on a wall that probably lined from here to that door down there, the tournaments he won. He was a bass pro teacher for college, Longview College, New Summit. So I took a course with him. And I go in there, he tells us to bring our equipment, so I go in with all my expensive reels and rods and all my boxes of tackle. And not only me, but other people, same way. So we all get in there, and we got all this stuff out, and we're all proud and puffed up, you know. We've got all this equipment here, the latest and greatest in reels and rods and graphite. He says, all right, now, he says, pick out one rod, pick out two of your favorite lures, take everything else and put it on your car. Thousands of dollars going in. He says, now this is what we're going to fish with. That's all you need. Don't need all that other stuff. And you know, we don't have to know how to talk Hebrew. We don't have to know how to read Hebrew. We don't have to know how to read Greek. There's nothing wrong with it now because I talk to people that know how to do it. Because I don't, but I talk to them. But anyhow, my point is we went to a tournament, which I was fortunate enough to win big bass in this tournament. But we went to a tournament. A gentleman in that tournament that was fishing the first day lost a lure. Just a little old lure like that. So, but what was it? Oh, I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to tell you what it was. So, well, there's a bass shop in Springfield, Missouri, Bass Pro. We'll run down there and see if we can find it. Run down there. You know, that man went in by himself, made us stay outside. Wouldn't let us go in. He didn't want nobody else to see what that lure was. He had that one little lure. So I told him when we got back, I said, you can go through my stuff, take it out. You know, that man left that tournament right there and drove all the way back home, would not fish the next day because he lost one tournament. He had $1,000 worth of lures and stuff in the back of his truck. But he lost his favorite one. And that's where all of his confidence was at, was in that lure. Not in his presentation, not in what he was doing, not in how he was doing it, not where he was doing it at. It was in that one lure. He lost that lure, he pulled out, went home. He already had his beat. He'd already caught the most fish. Just one day left, he went home. How many times have we done that? because we didn't think that we had what it took to convince somebody else of their need for Jesus, for Yeshua. I have. Maybe I have, and I hope none of you have, but I have thought, well, you know, when I get a little smarter, when I get a little knowledge, when I know what this word means here, then I'll go to them, because they're smart people, they're educated people. But you know what? When a fish is in the water, he's just in the water. And why do we bass fish? Why do people bass fish? The reason people bass fish is because bass will hit any time of the day or night. They'll fight. They're not hungry. They just are mad. They're mad all the time. You can take a bass. That's why you can fish the bass in the wintertime when they'll get up and get a pole. They're smart. They realize they've done wore themselves out all day chasing fish, and the only way they can stop chasing the fish is to get up against a post or get up against something where they can't see around it. So what do? We take a rattle and we run it, throw it out there and hit that post just enough to make them mad, and they'll come out from around it and they'll chase it around. They see, we do the same thing with people. Don't hit them with a brick, don't hit them with a block. Just hit them with something that they piques their interest a little bit. Maybe it's a little different from what they've heard before in the past. We've heard a lot of things here. I hope so. You heard some things you never heard before. And there's a lot of educated people in this room. So it's going to be hard not to have heard something that you haven't heard before, but maybe you heard it presented a different way. But we're told to present everything in love. And if we love our neighbors, and that doesn't mean just people live next door and across the street. That's everybody. If we love everybody, if we have love for everybody and have genuine love in our hearts, when a new person walks through that door, we're going to fall over ourselves greeting them coming in. Making them feel welcome when they're here. And I'm not here to put Sabbath keepers down, but you know what? We just kind of stick together. We fish in our own little pond. We don't get outside of our own little pond. Is it because we're scared to get out? I don't think so. Is it because we're comfortable in here? Yeah. Yeah, when I'm in here, there ain't nobody attacking me. Yeah, people may not agree with me. I understand that. And I don't have a problem with that. But there's nobody going to come up and hit me over the head with a brick. I come close, though. I think we was fighting over a little pie the other night. And I lost. A gentleman bigger than me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We're comfortable in our own surroundings, and we're not comfortable outside that surrounding. Why it is on Sunday morning you can go to a Baptist church and there'll be three services and there'll be 400, 500, 600 people in every service? Why is that? They're not being fed the truth. They're not being fed at all, but it makes them feel good to be able to go in, throw a little bit of money in whatever, and go back home and say, I did that. I helped build that building. Look at that. That's $1 million building, and I helped contribute to that. And then one of them got truth. But they'll all go Sunday morning because it makes them feel good. Now, I'm not advocating running down the aisles of the Baptist church on Sunday morning and hitting people with bricks. But, you know, the way we present ourselves, we heard this out in the morning, the way we present ourselves is the way people are going to react to us. If we stand off over in a corner and wait for them to come to us, they're not going to. I've seen people sat in a boat with fishing rods in the boat and never put them in the water and wonder why they didn't catch fish. You know, we're the same way. If we're not out presenting ourselves You see, in bass fishing and in a lot of fishing, it's how you present the bait. It's how you present it softly. You know, you can take, when I first started fishing bass and I wanted to throw from here to that wall or from here to the street, I put a lure on about that big around. Might as well tie a brick on there and throw it out, because when it hit that water, there wasn't a fish within 100 yards of me. But when you put that lure out there and you drop that, you learn how to drop that lure right on that water very softly and just let it sit there and shake a little bit. Next thing you know, there's something coming after it. If there's something there, now I'm not saying go fish out in the middle of the parking lot and nobody around. But you understand what I'm trying to say? When I first went up to people, boy, I grabbed my throat, you know, you ain't got it right. I was in deliverance. I taught deliverance from here all the way to the coast. I believe in deliverance. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, delivered a lot of people. His apostles delivered a lot of people. And we can do the same thing. But I learned a lot. I learned an awful lot. And I learned that you just don't go up and grab people and shake the demons out of them. They don't like it. Demons don't like it, I guarantee you. But the people don't like it. They're not ready. So we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. We have to listen to what we're told. We have to listen to that small, still voice, if you will. I don't hear voices, folks. God don't talk to me. They sure don't talk to me, but I have feelings. I feel when it's right, or when I think it's right. Sometimes it's just me wanting it to be right, and it still don't work. But when it's right, it works. When I'm letting Him work through me, it works. When I'm trying to do it on my own, it doesn't work, because my wife's first one to tell you, I talk too much. I get started and it's kind of like a car until I run out of gas, you know, and normally I don't run out for a long time. I can talk a long, long time. But after a short period of time, you realize I ain't saying much. I'm still going over the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. You know, I'm not saying anything new that I didn't say 2-3 months before that. And just shut up and sit down. But no, I'm still going. And I think we all do the same thing. You know, we need to go out. We need to kind of tickle them a little bit and be soft with them and get an idea of where they're at and what they need. And hopefully they'll come back and ask for more. Maybe all we're going to do is just send them some literature. We're going to send them a tape, or we're going to do something like that. You know, but we're going to continue to fish and fish and fish. Let's just fish outside of our own pond. Let's go. I've fished farm ponds. I've fished everything there is to fish, except the ocean. Never have fished in the ocean. You know, I thought, well, there isn't too many sticks out there, and if there ain't any sticks, I can't find any bass, because I'm always looking for something a bass can hide behind. And the same way with crappie, I know how bass and crappie and bluegill, I know how them are. But in the ocean, you know, there's a lot of places out there for a fish to be. Where am I going to go, you know? Where am I going to go to find that fish? So it's the same way when you go into a supermarket, you know, you're looking at the cashier, you're looking at the person that's stocking the shelf, you're looking in the, and what do? You know, how are you, Ivy? How's the day going for you? Something like that. Just something like that. Go up to them and talk to them. Go up there and ask them, you know, if they say, shut up and get out of the way, shut up and get out of the way. And, you know, don't stand there and aggravate them. Don't stand there and try to feed them if they ain't hungry. But you'll find, and like we heard, you know, I think Phil said that somebody came up and one of his customers made him and his wife a pie, and he felt kind of bad because they were sitting there eating a pie and talking about Jesus and other things, and the other contractors around there, they were just kind of out in left field. No, but it is. They'll be gone to you, or they'll run away from you. One of the two, people will. It's just the same way. The fishing is the same way. And one thing in fishing that I learned, you watch your line. You always watch your line. Bass are subtle in the wintertime. Boy, they don't move real fast, and they'll hit that lure, and they'll move it over a little bit. When that, you see that line move, you better be jerking. And it's the same way with people. When you see people start being drawn to you, you can tell. You know when people have been drawn to you? You know when people are interested? Go after them.
Jerk on that pole. Set that hook.
Give them the information they need.
Everybody knows what networking is. That's what we are. We're networkers. We're networkers for Yeshua, Jesus Christ. That's what our job is to network for Him. So we're fishers and men, and we're networkers.
And everybody understands how networking is. I go to one, talk to him, you go to another one, next thing you know, we've got 50 people over here that's been networked. And they go over here, talk to you talk to somebody else, we've got 50 more over here. You got 100 people, but I didn't talk to 100 people, I talked to two. They talk to two, and it multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. But if we don't ever talk to that first person, if we don't put the bait out there, if we don't put the reel on the rod and the string on the reel and the bait on the end of it, which is our equipment, knowing what we're talking about. You know, when you go out there and you say, well, you need to be keeping the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the seventh day, it's not the first day, but you don't know why. Don't talk about it, because they're going to ask you, well, gee, why should I? You know, it would be just like me taking a lure, throwing out there in the water with no string on it, and a fish hit it. What are you going to do? There goes my lure, there goes the fish, and that's probably a wall hanger, but I can't get him. How come I can't get him? I don't know what I'm doing. So we need to know what we're doing before we go fishing. It's very, very important to be able to talk to people at their level, that they can understand you. And people don't have a whole lot of trouble understanding me because I'm not educated. I have very little schooling. And like I said, I don't read Hebrew, so I'm not walking up to somebody and saying, okay, now in the word in Hebrews, this is what this means right here. If you take it all the way back to that, they ain't got a clue what's from now. You know, you don't go fishing for bass with a lure this big. It's bigger than most of the fish. So you don't go fishing with that. You go with what they'll take. You go with what they want. You know. So we have to do a little educating. We have to educate ourselves a little bit as to what we're getting into. If we're talking to Catholics, or we're talking to Baptists, Methodists, whoever we're talking to. And if you don't know who you're talking to, just whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to say. Probably as y'all have known, I haven't looked at any of my notes. I just, they're all just right here, and I'm not going to pick them up and start over. That's one of the things when I get started, I just kind of go with it. But I think that we need to extend ourselves a little bit. I think we need to go out and be a little more friendly. I want to thank y'all. Our oldest daughter, her son, daughter, and boyfriend were here with us for 4 days, first 3-4 days. This is actually, with the exception of the feast that we kept at home, the first time they've actually come like this to a feast. And they had a good time. They really did. They enjoyed y'all. They're a little nervous, but they enjoyed it. They enjoyed the fellowship with the people. And that's what it's all about, because that's what people are going to come back to. I mean, there may be people come in here that's never been to a feast before. We're going to come back. Well, it's this one or another one. You know, we're going to come back to church. And we're going to understand why we do what we do. But we don't want to give it all to them the same thing. You know, you don't want to throw the whole tackle box in and just one lure at a time. Figure out what lure's going to work. Figure out what's going to help them. That's what we're doing. We're wanting to help them. And I would encourage everybody to go to Ephesians and read fourth, fifth, and sixth chapters of Ephesians. That is probably going to give you more information to give to people, prepare you better for your fishing than maybe anything else in the Bible, and then you can go from there. And you know, if somebody stumps you a little bit when I was fishing tournaments, if I had a real, real, real bad day, I had no problem at all calling somebody up and saying, hey, this is what's going on, this is the trouble I'm having. What do I do? So
same way with people. If people are presenting some things, now there's some things going on out there where people come up, you got to be a little careful about that. Mark covered that a little bit the other day. But, you know, when people start coming up with some questions you can't answer, go to somebody that knows the answers. Go to Mark. Go to somebody. Go to anybody that knows the answers or find somebody that does. You can do that, and don't try to extend yourself out there and get yourself in trouble. We got the same thing in racing. We're involved in racing, as I said earlier. But, you know, we have problems. We call people and say, hey, this ain't working. What's working for you? Most of us tell us, we don't have a problem with that. But it's the same way in fishing for men and going out and trying to bring people in. I think we just need to extend ourselves a little bit. I'm not going to stand up here. I'm going to close pretty quick and let you all out of here. But we need to extend ourselves, get a little bit out of our comfort zone, go out, talk to people, try to bring them into the fold, bring them into our pond, and keep them in our pond. God bless you. I love you. Thank you.